"So this'll be your office," Kate said, opening the door to the side room and stepping inside. John followed and surveyed the modest space with its desk, chairs, filing cabinets, shelves, and an old leather sofa in one corner. It was a nice space and more than adequate for his needs. "All right, thanks," he replied, and moved around the desk to sit in his chair and test it out. It creaked as he settled his weight into it, but was otherwise perfectly comfortable. "Happy?" "Ecstatic," John replied, deadpan. Kate leant against the doorframe and regarded him, tilting her head sideways. "So what brings a northerner like you all the way down here, then?" "Well, it's not the prices of things, that's for sure." "Heh, yeah. Things can be a little more expensive around here." "You're not kidding. I was looking at house prices and nearly had a heart attack." "You'll do all right on a DCI salary." "You think?" "I reckon I'll be living on pot noodle for the foreseeable." "So why'd you come?" "Damon invited me," he replied, opening the drawers in the side of the desk, finding them empty for the most part.
"Damon? You just said yes?"
"We go back a ways," John replied. "He used to be a DI in my unit."
"Oh, really? That's interesting. I had no idea."
"Sir?"
John looked up to see Nathan step into the doorway beside Kate.
"What's up, Halliwell?"
"I'll be out most of the day. I'll be at Guildford Crown Court, watching a case we handed to them."
"Which one?"
"Aban Devlin."
John noticed Kate close her eyes and sigh at the name. Nathan glanced at her and put his hand on her shoulder. She smiled briefly, but looked troubled.
"I saw that on the news," John remarked, remembering the news report this morning in the hotel room.
"Yeah," Nathan replied. "His wife's kicking up a stink. Looks like she's trying to single-handedly reignite the troubles."
"So that was your case, this Aban guy. You arrested him?"
"Yeah," Nathan replied. "The last one before we became the SIU. It looks like he's going to go down for kidnapping and a few other bits. The Irish government wants him extradited to stand trial for murder over there, too."
"Impressive. I hope I can live up to these high standards."
"I'm sure you will," Kate replied. "I'll catch you later," Nathan said and patted Kate's shoulder. She touched his hand in return.
"See you, Fox."
"Laters, Irish."
John watched him go and fixed Kate with a questioning look.
"I thought I detected a hint of Irish accent in you."
"It's from my family on my mother's side. She was Irish, and I spent a lot of time there growing up."
"I see. And Fox?" Kate smiled. "I'll let Nathan explain that one, or maybe you can figure it out for yourself," she replied with a wink, before retreating from the doorway.
John nodded and smiled to himself, stifling a smirk. He shook his head, turning it away from Kate as she walked away. What had gotten into him today? He'd only been away from Nottingham for a couple of days, and he was already eyeing up one of the detectives on his team. He needed to get his head into the game, and looked around the room once more. The office wasn't huge, but it would certainly be enough for his needs. He fired up his PC and was surprised to see a modern operating system powering it, rather than an ancient, crumbling edition of Windows 95 or something. They really did have all the mod cons. The computer got to a login screen, and John grimaced. He needed to get himself registered on the system. Getting up from his desk, he was already having ideas about what he wanted to bring in and have to hand. He'd need to visit his storage locker where he dumped all his stuff after moving down. Looking out over the desks and the people sat at them, he noticed there were several empty ones. The core team sat closest to his office and the main doors, and beyond them were several civilian investigators that helped handle much of the drudgery of office work and trawling through databases and such.
"Can someone get me my login details for the system?" he called out.
"I'll get them, sir,"
DC Dion Dyer replied.
"Thanks, son."
"Sir," DS Rachel Arthur called out. "I just had a call. Looks like we've had a case come in."
"Excellent, and on day one. What are the chances?"
"I'll print off the details."
"Thanks. I'll take this on. Kate?"
"Sir?"
"You're with me,"